Yoshimoto's, it's probably not so much a matter of therapy versus prayer, as therapy and prayer versus culture. That Yoshimoto himself kept hold of both prayer and therapy makes that smile of his as he paced the boards of his Osaka business seem just that little bit less sure of itself, and all the more appealing.
Chris Harding, the producer, was Fiona McLean. Next week, tune in at 10 for discussions, bringing together author Lionel Shriver and Dr. Val Curtis to discuss food and body image. Vanessa Lawrence, CB head of the Ordnance Survey, and historian Jerry Broughton debate the politics of mapping. Amit Chowdhury joins a panel asking who has the right to depict stories of the poor and what are a writer's responsibilities. And we ask, are audiences killing culture? Is art, which asks the public to get involved, ever any good, or is it the equivalent of giving the funfair an artistic makeover? This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for World on 3 from Glasgow with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Thanks very much, James. I hope you're not missing me down in Broadcasting House tonight. I, on the other hand, am on home turf at the BBC's Pacific Quay on the banks of the Clyde, once the main artery connecting Scotland to the world, and especially the Commonwealth. And of course, this year coming, the Commonwealth comes to Glasgow for the Games. But I'm going to start out World on 3 tonight with another nationality that has a really strong presence in Scotland, Poland, whether long time connected from the Second World War or new arrivals of an expanded EU. Either way, this should tug at the homeland heartstrings. Janusz Prusinowski's trio and his brand of wild music from the heart of Poland, knee deep in brassy heaven.
Kolana w niebie, ale się wróciłem, dziewczyno, do ciebie.
There I was, knee-deep in heaven, and it was for you I returned. How can you resist a line like that? Janusz Pruzanowski with the title track from his trio's album. And I think if you were listening last week, you'll be able to hear the influence of the collection of Polish village music that he so devotedly curated. Wild music indeed. And just to keep up the unexpected, the trio is actually a quintet. Welcome to World on Three, live from Glasgow tonight, where I'm looking out from Studio Three onto one of the great views of the river in the very heart of the city. And even though I've now been away from the city longer than I ever lived here, well, you can take the girl out of Glasgow, but... Now, if you're regular followers of World on Three, you'll be familiar with a wonderful Quebecois trio, De Temps en Temps, three fantastic musicians with close connections to the daddy band of them all, La Bottine Souriante. We met them on their home territory during a World Roots trip to Canada, which you can still listen to in the programme archive on the Radio 3 website. And better still, they'll be here in the UK in the early new year with a headline slot at Celtic Connections here in Glasgow. Their new album, Ce Monde d'ici-bas, features several guest musicians this time round, including fiddler Stephanie Lepine on this medley. But at the heart of it all is the powerful sound of a veritable three-man orchestra, Éric Baudry, Pierre-Luc Dupuis and André Brunet. Katie Cruel, a song that has versions on both sides of the Atlantic, recorded by the likes of Pete Seeger, Linda Thompson, reworked by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That version, however, comes from a new name on the trad music scene. In truth, though, this quartet, Salthouse, have fairly formidable pedigrees apiece, from Young Jazzer of the Year Ewan Burton on bass to Radio 2 Folk Award winners Siobhan Miller on vocals and Lauren McCall on fiddle. Add the imagination and eclectic musical palette of their guitarist Ewan McPherson and the result is something rather special. Their new album is called Lay Your Dark Low and it's coming out on Lauren's Make Believe Records. Before that was De Temps en Temps with the Medley des Couches, both bands at Celtic Connections. Check out the festival website for more information on the programme, and World on 3 will be at the festival as usual, this year in the bohemian surroundings of Glasgow's Centre for Contemporary Art. Tonight's session on World on 3 is likewise Canadian and likewise fiddle-driven, but April Virch's particular brand of trad is that of the Ottawa Valley, and you'll be able to hear her talking a little about what makes the difference in the traditions. That and some very fine playing indeed. Well, we know from the tweets at BBC Radio 3 with the hashtag World on 3 that we have a goodly number of American and Canadian listeners live online, even in the Ottawa Valley. But I'm not sure about New Zealand. Maybe we'll hear from that side of the world before the end of tonight's show. But in the meantime, some of the fruits of the recent foray to the WOMEX World Music Expo in Cardiff from a New Zealand sampler, which also very helpfully tells you a lot about their other main export, wine. This is the female a cappella ensemble Huere Tu Aka, pop singers tapping into the vocal roots of the Maori traditions. This is Takahia.
Ko te waka minenga I hui. Ko te tika te pono te wawa tanui, te taea te whakahe te tika te te karanei, ki rohea ko te whakamauri,
o ngā kukupākea,
ko wai e matakite he rakataka, e tuku ai te tangata whenua. I tōna mana tōna Māori ona tikanga katoa. Ki roto I ngā ringa o manene iti. Koe ane I mokohia mā tātou tonu hei whakawā. Nōna mata I tau manene mai. He pai pera, he punga taonga kawea, o rātou hitori rangatira, hei pehi a tātou. Hei para te huarahi mō a rātou mahi muna, tā hai whenua, turaki wairua, huri noa te ao. Kai arahi a tātou ki te rautau rua te kau kia kaka ma kia maha ki marire ma te tiriti te ki. Anei te oranga mō koutou, tukua mai te mana te kawanatanga. Whakawahia e tēnei reanga tangata, kei tēnā, kei tēnā, o ngā whakaro, he aha ka puta. He kuare, he mohio, he whakaputa mohio e kore e tika amua. Ki te takataka hia amuri, ko tēnei te tika me moko hei ture, ki te whakawehe mei kore kahinga, i riro whenua atu. E kore hoki tōna nei pōhātanga.
shusha ka gustashi for gustela moya sala fadela uam agrua yas las the savelin ben osikiti astor pama brochi chin shikiti avari savroi
Sakas yal tu fago Nak nyana mo ala chenish na gajo Nak waka matas sa farti go
Stu agula ton grasas mo granan
From one group of powerful voices to another. There's always something special about a family making music together. Micheál, Mairead and Trina O'Donnell, the core sound of bands like the Bothy Band, Relativity, Night Noise and Scarabree, but singing there back in 1975 on Famille. And that track appears on a fantastic collection of singles from the 70s issued by the Irish language record label Gaelin. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. Bodgin Ilimi features a unique collection of just before they were famous recordings from the likes of Clannad, Paul Brady and Donal Lunny, the latter in what must have been the original Irish boy band Emmett Spiceland. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, and we'll be making way over the next few weeks for the London Jazz Festival and the glorious centenary celebrations of the Benjamin Britten weekend around St Cecilia's Day. But this last session for a wee while is likewise something rather lovely. Canadian champion fiddler April Virch from the Ottawa Valley has been making music since she was very young, deciding very early on that this was the career path she was up for following. She's a formidable fiddler, of course, but no mean dancer, and as we'll hear later on in the session, she's brought her vocal and songwriting talents to the table as well. She and her trio partners, Hayes Griffin on guitar and Cody Walters on bass and banjo, they started out in true trad style with a big-eared mule. Great start there, Canadian fiddler April Virch in session for World on 3 with a big-eared mule opening the set there, and April Virch joining me at the table here. That was one of the tunes that you found from, I know, one of your favourite pastimes, which is rootling through the archive recordings. Where did you...
How did you find us out?
unearth that one.
There's actually the Berea College in Kentucky has an archive online, and we were digging through that, looking for old gems, because I think a lot of the tunes that we love become really popular and everyone plays them. And so we were looking for something that we felt passionately about but hadn't been done a lot yet. And we came across that one from a fiddler by the name of John Salyer. And he was just a great, great player. And there's a lot of mule tunes out there, but I hadn't heard the big-eared mule. So
it's obvious that, you know, bluegrass and old time and that whole sort of Appalachian sound is a big flavour in your music, but that's not your roots. You're from the Ottawa Valley in Canada. What makes the music of that particular part of the world distinct?
Well, there's a lot of different regional styles of fiddling and dancing in Canada, and what makes most of them unique is who settled where. So, for instance, in Quebec, it sounds very French, or in the East Coast, especially Cape Breton, very Scottish. And the Ottawa Valley is sort of a melting pot of influences. So Irish, Scottish, French, German, Polish, people came to settle there and work in the lumber camps and brought those traditions from their homelands with them. And so that's what makes it unique, is that it's more of a melting pot than some of the other regional styles of fiddling.
There's also the element of dancing. We actually crossed paths at the Shetland Folk Festival. I think I saw you playing one set at the very beginning, when we opened the festival. And then just by the nature of the festival, when people are being sent out to the different islands and getting the ferries back, and you know, the session starts about 2 o'clock in the morning by the time everyone gets back, you're forgiven for not quite crossing paths again. But I do remember the dancing in particular. Can you identify what makes the style of dancing there unique compared to other stepping and clogging that we maybe know from North American styles?
Right. Yeah, it also has a lot of different influences. So usually people watch it and they recognize something, and they're right. But it's a little bit of the Irish hard shoe. It's also French Canadian. There's some clogging. There's some tap dancing, that more so in more recent years. But we don't stay straight. So our body doesn't stay straight, and neither do our arms. You can flail around however the spirit moves you. And it's a little bit higher off the ground with the feet as well, more hopping and kicking, that type of thing. But similar to the tap in that it's very full. And we use taps on our shoes.
Would that have been a traditional thing to want to get that sound as well as the steps themselves?
I think that maybe originally some of it was just a hard leather sole. I mean, I was always told that this started in the lumber camps, so who knows what kind of shoes they had.
Steel caps.
but the steel taps are quite traditional, as is the staccato tap, which is not quite like a clogging tap, which jingles with two taps riveted together, but it's a tap with then a smaller inset with a rivet so that it jingles just a little bit. That's also traditional to the style.
And it's definitely a crowd pleaser, for sure, judging by the audiences when I saw them up in Shetland.
I think it's something a lot of people haven't seen before, so it feels special when we're away.
Introduce me to the other two guys in the band, because that's obviously part of the flavour of what you're playing live and what appears on the album, Bright Light Gold.
Yeah, it would be my pleasure. Cody Walters, from Kansas originally, now from North Carolina, is playing clawhammer banjo and bass, and Hayes Griffin from Ohio on guitar.
And, well, I think we should have a song now.
Yeah.
Is this a traditional one or one composed? Where does this one come from?
This is actually from the bluegrass repertoire and from the early days. Again, kind of digging back and looking at some of our favorites. And Flat and Scruggs made this one famous. We just love it. It's called Before I Met You.
Well, I thought I had seen pretty girls in my time. That was before I met you. Well, I never saw one that I wanted for mine. That was before I met you.
I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue.
Well, I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved.
That was before I met you. Swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue.
I thought I'd been kissed. I thought I'd been loved.
That was before I met you.
They tell me I must reap just what I have sown.
And I hope that's not true.
For once I made plans about living alone. That was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue.
Well, I thought I'd been kissed.
I thought I'd been loved.
That was before I met you.
Fantastic stuff. Before I Met You. And there's more from April Virch with Hayes Griffin and Cody Walters later on tonight. But let me do a quick rewind here with last week's session, where we unfortunately hit a bit of a technical mishap, meaning that you didn't get to enjoy the full joy of Capper Cayley's opening set, or at least that there were some additional sound effects that weren't in the original arrangement. But I really wouldn't want you to miss out. So here we go one more time with the uninterrupted version of the Strathspeys and Mouth Music Pushtrapeel from Capper Cayley, recorded right here at the Beebs Glasgow Studios.
Dance, Thank you.
from west to east coast beauty there. The style of performing a Strathspey is probably the easiest way to pinpoint geographically a Scots musician's style. And while the influence of the Wilder West can be heard in that Capercaillie session set for World on Three, the poise that goes into the more restrained Strathspeys of the Northeast can also be heard here in Paul Anderson's elegant slow air, The Beauty of Cromar Before Me, inspired by the outlook from his home in Aberdeenshire, right in the heart of Royal Deeside. Thanks as well to Martin Zed, tweeting Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag, and delighted you're so happy to have encountered Capercaillie through the show. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And I'm going to return to one of the current rough guides now, this one showcasing the stunning Piedmont finger-picking style of Blind Blake of West Coast Blues and In the Jailhouse Now fame. The current format of the rough guides always now includes a bonus CD, and this one features a fab crop of vintage ragtime and hokum of more or less explicit inference. Here is a 1927 recording of Luke Jordan, who hailed from Lynchburg, Virginia, and there's no doubting what's getting him excited. An advert for the itchy nose that I'm not sure would quite pass the censors today.
Back on, gal, don't you take me for no fool. I'm not gonna quit your pretty mama while the weather's cool. Around your back door says, honey, I'm gonna creep as long you make those two and a half a week. Now I got a girl, she works in the white folks yard. She brings me meal, I can swear, she brings the law. She brings me, she brings me, Lord. She brings me everything, I swear she can steal. Now Bonneville Circus came to town, he had his ethers looking good and brown. They didn't know against the law for the monster to stop at a fine drugstore. Just around the corner, just a minute too late, another one standing at the big baggie. I'm simped a while, I bought my good cocaine. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose all sore. The doctor won't go on to sell no more. Says, rotten doctor, ring the bell. The women in the alley, I'm simped a while about my good cocaine. Now that furniture man came to my house, it was all that Sunday morning. He asked her, was my wife at home, and I told she had long gone. He backed his wagon up to my door, took everything I had. He carried it back to the furniture store, and I swear I did feel sad. What in the world has anyone got dealing with furniture man? If you got no dough, stand up for show. The sun will back you back. He will take everything from an earthly plant, from a skillet to a frying pan. If it ever was a devil born without any harm, it must have been a furniture man. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose all sore. Doctors won't go, sell her more, saying coke for horse and not women or men. The doctor said he killed you, but it didn't say when. I'm simped a while, I bought my good cocaine. Now the baby's in the cradle in New Orleans. He kept a whipping till it got so mean. He kept a whipping, had to fix his soul. The jokes were louder, sell her more, saying run, doctor, ring the bell. The women in the alley, I'm simped a while, I bought my good cocaine. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose on sore. The doctor's won't go on, fell on more, saying wrong. Doctor, ring the bell, the women in the alley. I'm simped a while, I bought my good cocaine.
aspetti
table ronde,
la roulette
indépendante,
et n'a d'esclave
table ronde,
la lilare
indépendance,
la chevenne
table ronde,
la quittée
indépendance,
la spinoe
table ronde,
la roussio
indépendante.
Eva.
Luke Jordan, Wild About His Good Cocaine, was first up there, and followed by another track from the Stearns collection celebrating one of the greats of Congolese music, Joseph Kabasele, or Kale, Le Grand Kale, as he was known. Musician, politician, businessman, and right at the heart of Soukous in the newly acquired independence of the early 60s. This time, we picked out Table Ronde, recorded during the negotiations to establish Kale's African jazz label with Belgian backing and money during a trip to Europe. This is Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 coming from Glasgow tonight, and it's time for more now from Ottawa musician and dancer April Virch and her trio, who recorded a session for us at Broadcasting House in London a couple of weeks ago while they were on tour in the UK. You can see some pictures from the recording on the Radio 3 website, and they carried on the session with another string to April's bow, fiddling, singing and now songwriting. This is one of our own touching songs, Broken. broken April Virchin session here on World on 3 on BBC Radio 3 with her band, who are tonight Hayes Griffiths and Cody Walter. And one of your own songs there, April. How important is that in helping to create your own voice within a genre that people think, oh yeah, I know that, that's bluegrass or that's old time? And if you're coming at it from the outside, it's difficult to make out the distinctiveness.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. You know, I think it can be done. You can carve that kind of niche out without writing. But for me, it's a really good way to kind of blend everything together, you know? And it's important to me to make sure that everything is sort of cohesive in some way. And I think sometimes by writing, it kind of bridges the gap between the different styles, because what I write falls between the cracks as well. And hopefully it blends it together somewhat.
You've spoken about, you know, as a youngster going to the fiddle camps, and the North American fiddle and music camps are quite an overwhelming experience when you encounter them for the first time, all these phenomenally talented young people
yes.
doing the fiddling equivalent of picking and a grin in it and just doing it incredibly well. How do you sit there and not become, as you've said, a carbon copy of what you're learning from?
It's really difficult. I think the first thing is just being really aware, you know, making a conscious decision that you're not going to be copying anyone, and just trying to pull what you can. And I think it's individual in that certain things work for you and certain things don't. And so when you're learning from someone that you really admire, you try something and you go, oh yeah, I can pull that off. And then you try the next thing they show you and you go, yeah, that's just probably not going to happen. It's not worth my time. Right. And so that kind of determines as well, or at least did for me, which direction to head and what to incorporate and how to develop that into my own sound.
Are there particular mentors that were really helpful in that way, in allowing you to find your own path?
There were so many, actually, and that's still true. I tend to get fascinated by a musician and delve into that and become obsessed for a little while and take what I can, and then I'm just on to the next kind of thing, you know?
April Virch, fiddle stalker.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Several albums a long time ago, you made a big mark in that sort of competition world very early on. Is that still a big part of the fiddle and trad music world in North America?
It can be, and it depends what part of the country you come from. In Ontario, where I grew up, it's a very common thing, and from May until a Labor Day in September, there's a contest somewhere in the province every weekend. But if you're from the East Coast, it's not as common. And there are contests on the West Coast, but probably not quite as many as Ontario. So it kind of depends where you grow up, I think.
With Bright Like Gold, it's a mixture of your own songs and your own tunes. And there are some lovely family connections going back to your own musical upbringing. With
your
mom
and dad.
Song
that my dad wrote, yeah.
Your dad wrote for you?
For my mom.
Oh.
Yes, when they got
and the one
engaged.
And only, I believe.
It is, yeah.
But they would have been going out and playing and making music themselves.
Well, my mom doesn't play, but just my dad. Mm-hmm. But my mom is a fan of it as well. And it's something, when they were, you know, courting, they would go to a dance every Saturday night. That's what they did. So they were always around it. And my dad had a band that played locally for dances as well. And I grew up listening to them practice.
And is this music for you that is a profession, or do you do it for kicks as well?
Oh, definitely for kicks. I don't think I could make it my profession if I wasn't also doing it for kicks. And that's probably true for most people, but it can be difficult. But I love it so much that the difficult parts take a back seat.
Well, let's round off the session with a couple of tunes. It's a case of two halves.
Yes.
Tell us about these tunes.
A medley of two tunes. The first, well, you ask about influences, and someone that I came to later in my career was John Hartford, and his music speaks to me still, just continues to. I am so inspired by him. So the first tune I wrote in his memory, it's called A Riverboat's Gone. And the second tune is one that he played, and I learned his version of it, and it's called Bumblebee in a Jug.
April, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
great trad finish to the trio set, The Bumblebee and the Jug from April Vetch with Cody Walter and Hayes Griffin. The album is called Bright Like Gold, and April will be back in the UK in August of next year. This is World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, coming live from Glasgow tonight. But this next one is a complete change of scene with the sound of the koto, a stringed instrument that's been described by one Japanese writer as clear and noble celestial music. The playing of Miko Miyazaki is joined by the French shakuhachi flute player Suison Nagro, whose dedication has earned him the title of master or shihan in the instrument. This is an extract from a longer piece from the 18th century, which would originally have been destined to accompany voice, but the instruments are also allowed to shine in this opening sequence.
Alessio Shinit Ashtani Alessio Shinit Yer Madram and I know Vashibili Ayani Anarakuani Ashtani Alessio Shinit يغير نظرة من عيون وراك واني أنا وعلاش مشيت أي أيوه هذه بخطر الصابة والناس كونستانتين بخطر فريد سنزوبي كامي وناس بالعباس محمد سليمة بزاف بزاف وناس سان فرانسيسكو سير أي حميطو بزاف بزاف وناس مرابان وليد هاد الجيري
اش داني علاش مشيت اش داني علاش مشيت غير النظرة من عيونو باش بلياني راك واني
When dusk falls this evening and the stars begin to swirl, our Father is spinning for all the great ones who passed before him and were awaiting his arrival. Words from Shebi Saba's family announcing the sad news of his death from stomach cancer at the age of just 66. Shebi Saba, his stage name meant Youth of the Morning, was Algerian-born, cut his DJ teeth in Paris, playing American soul hits in the 60s, before moving to San Francisco, which was to remain his home for the rest of his life, a vibrant and creative base from which he created his own particular clubby blend of African, Asian and Arabic rhythms and melodies. That was Rai singer Sheba Sawania, one of several stunning female vocalists that joined him in his North African album La Kahina, part of his work that was to lead to a nomination in the Club Global category in the BBC Radio 3 Awards for World Music. Now, if you follow me or Radio 3 on Twitter, you'll know that one of my choice cuts from the upcoming Celtic Connections programme taking place here in Glasgow in January is a band playing over here for the first time in the new year. And if supergroup is a word badly overused of many a starry collective, this quintet surely deserves the title. Clear fiddler Martin Hayes, his longtime Chicago guitarist Dennis Cahill, teaming up with another fiddle, Dubliner Kevin O'Reilly, whose pipes-influenced style makes you understand as well why he'd also be drawn to the Swedish hardanger. Add to that the peerless vocals of Afrokelt Earlo Leonard and the counterpoint of American pianist Thomas Bartlett's arrangements, and you have a potent combination for sure. There's an assurance to the sound, not afraid to take risks, but without the need for pyrotechnics just for show. And this 16-minute gem of a track shows all of this to perfection. So sit back and enjoy the gloaming and their calling card, the opening set.
Thank you.
the absolute distillation of everything there is to love about Irish traditional music. The Gloaming, from their debut album, out on the 20th of January on Real World, dates at the Sage, Gateshead and London's Union Chapel following that UK debut in Glasgow here. Now, when I moved on from college here in Glasgow and headed for the Royal Northern in Manchester, I was one Gael versus six Welsh harpists, party to, amongst other things, ensemble rehearsals almost entirely in Welsh, which delighted as well as bemused me. And I was also given the chance to learn, or do my best to learn anyway, the finer points of certain elements of Welsh tradition. I think I got as far as I could as a mere Scot, but to appreciate the art of Cerdd Dant, the playing of one air on the harp while creating an improvised vocal counter melody over it, you really have to go listen to the real thing. And that's what we have next from Gwenan Gibbard. But this comes from her album of Cerdd Dant with singer Mainier Gwilym, and it's a song of a sailor longing for home as he rounds Cape Horn.
Wel, dyma dir a dyma daith, a'i a ag a'i o, mae rwndio'r horn yn gledu maes. O, am wlad Bryn Cynan, wel, hogia bach mae'r gwynt yn oer, a'i a ag a'i o, cymalau duon am y llo. Marth Bryn Cynan. Mae sŵn y gwynt yn boddi sgwrs, a'i a ag a'i o, dau wrth y lliw i gadw cwrs. O, am ffyrdd Bryn Cynan, mae'r llong yn gyrru greulon iawn, a'i a ag a'i o, o na bawn rŵan wrth dan mawn, adra ymryn cynnan. Ag yn gweld Bryn Cynan.
Boston-based California girl Laura Cortese has sung of Your Land with the Seegers. She's played alongside Sam Amidon and Aoife O'Donovan, and she's continued throughout her life to make great musical moments with the Haas sisters, Honica Cassell and others, who grew up in the creative greenhouse of fiddler Alistair Fraser's US summer camps. And that was from her new album, the title track, Lay Me Low. Sorry, not the title track. The album is called Into the Dark. Before that, the fearsome duo of Ross Ainslie and Jar Henderson, with playing inspired by two great forces in traditional piping, the Armagh Pipers Club and the late, great Gordon Duncan. They played the Bulgarian Smekeno Horo, a tune that I think really has honorary Irish status through the musical travels of Planxty's Andy Irvine. So I'm going to leave you with another piping connection. Piper himself, but also a powerful singer, Grigor Lowry, the new vocal lead to the West Coast Scottish powerhouse that is Dive. This is a much-loved song in praise of Loch Leven and Ballachulish, where he now lives, and where his people come from originally. I'm heading back up the road to that very village later on tonight for their legendary and, frankly, quite spectacular community fireworks held in the old slate quarry there. I'm sure that Sandy Rankin, who wrote the song, would approve. Thank you, Val. Good night. Sged hiwyd pwaw a bych a neichgl yn glewn Ach o boch rin glewn, tyfoch liwn Os drwn a chrwm i siawn yn glewn yn mogyl Fon a ben ych y ge ag y si iawn Han y hyn yn snycaid yn ysboch hyd yn tyw Hewn yn glewn yn mogyl tywoch liwn Eir yn achyf i cwn ychai wwmwg le ffaw
بين قيلن لكامن سريان سخاني بوين شرم خور أرقاو هاخو كليش ريش نسين تواخليم أسترو نخرو ميشان انقلامن مغيو فانا بين خيجي أكشيان هانا هينن سنكيتن سبوحيدن تيو هانن غلاونن مغيو تيو أخليم Kynans chokarten se glaun Schani lever bygduch na skiaun Acho ötse vis galig a skrigle paun Bimi mawum a glaun te wach liun Ostro na chromi shaun en glaunen mogil Fan a benach gei a gishi Hanna Haynes, the Kate in the spoil hidden hill, Helen and Glown and the Moggill, the Wachleen. Oh, Strawn of Romy, Shan and Glown and Moggill, Hanna Ben, a good gay, a good she. Hanna Haynes, the Kate in the spoil. Down and glown in the market to walk me.
My beloved Glen by Loch Leven from Creagher Lowry and Dive. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. This opening couple of hours devoted mainly to Sweden's Wilhelm Stenhammar, a near contemporary of both Sibelius and Carl Nielsen, keeping things Nordic. To come hear Stenhammar the pianist via a piano roll in music of his own, also some of his songs and a pair of his string quartets, setting off here with Stenhammar's third quartet, completed in 1900. And if you detect a few hints of Dvorak in the piece, Stenhammar had apparently made a study of the Dvorak and Tchaikovsky quartets while he was writing it. The players are the Stenhammar String Quartets, part of a concert they gave at All Saints Church in Stockholm in April 2011.